This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Oops, wrong one. I hit the wrong bed.
I think you mean this one.
Which one? There we go. It is time for Say What with Steph.
Can I get a say what?
Say what?
Can I get another Mercedes and Ramon? Can I get a say what?
Say what? All right. This is where Steph, she goes to local elementary schools and she asks kids questions. And you know, kids say the darndest things. So we never know what we're going to get with some of the kids that you talk to, Steph. Now, who did you go visit this week?
I went to Mrs. McDonald's fourth grade class at Rose Warren Elementary School.
Okay, and it was just like a little visit. Was this where you ate the bugs?
This is where I ate the bugs.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, she fed me bugs. She's like, hey, we eat all these crazy stuff in our class, so I ate bugs in Mrs. McDonald's class, and this is what I did in her class as well. Not only did I eat bugs, but I interviewed 5 fourth graders, and I asked them various questions, like, what do they want to be when they grow up? And based off of just a little bit of information about the kid, I want to see if Mercedes and Ramon can guess what their answers will be.
All right, let's start with student number one.
All right, here it goes here.
I'm Juan and I'm 11 years old.
Juan, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an engineer.
What's something you wish grown-ups understood about kids?
Oh, well, Juan comes across as very intelligent immediately, right off the bat. He wants to be an engineer, speaks with authority. Something that Juan wants adults to know about kids is that they're smart, too.
Ooh,
that's my answer.
I like
they're
that.
They're also smart just because they're kids. Yeah, don't you think?
Okay,
no.
Let's see what Juan answered.
That we don't like vegetables, like carrots and broccoli.
Well, we already knew that. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't take some rocket science to figure that one out.
Although he wants to be an engineer.
Well, good for you, Juan. You're going to have to eat some of those vegetables to keep that brain going. So, just saying.
All right, Ramon, here's kid number two.
My name is Silas, and I am 9 years old.
Silas, what do you want to be when you grow up?
An astronaut.
Oh, wow.
What is the best thing about being in fourth grade?
Your son's in fourth grade, right?
Second grade.
Okay, yeah. So maybe you might a little bit of information on this.
P.E.
That was the best part of fourth grade. It's like a lunch and P.E.
All right, this is what Silas had to say.
My teacher and math.
Oh, he's lying.
And what's your favorite thing about math?
Multiplication.
Wow, math. Silas coming in clutch. He's likes the education he's getting. He likes the math
and
part
he wants
of
to
it.
Be an astronaut.
That's so why he needs that math.
All right, Mercedes, here's kid number 3.
I'm Logan and I'm 10 years old.
Logan, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Police.
If you can have any superpower, what would it be and why?
I think just going based off his police answer, it would be the ability to find all the bad guys.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be his superpower. To be able to track down all the bad guys.
It's just being a detective.
Well, it's a superhero. What do you think that the freaking Marvel people do? They find the bad guys.
Let's see what Logan has to say.
Teleportation, because I can get to places faster.
So he can get the bad guys.
Yes. See?
So I was right.
Yes, you were right. I'm going to give that one to you, Mercedes. All right, Ramon, here is kid number 4.
I am Kenya, and I am 9 years old.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I would like to be a teacher because it reminds me of all my favorite teachers.
What's something adults do that you think is weird?
Oh, eat healthy.
That's so weird.
Eat healthy. That's going to be your answer. Okay, this is what Kenya had to say.
I think when adults laugh super, super loud, I'm like, I just need peace and quiet, and I think it's weird.
I just need peace and quiet.
Kenya's my spirit animal. Oh my gosh, I'm so with you on that. Like, why do you have to laugh so loud? Stop.
Yeah, please. Here's kid number 5. This is the last kid.
Okay.
My name is Melinda, and I'm 10.
Melinda, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor.
Melinda, what age do you think is old?
Oh, great.
What age do you think is old, Mercedes?
I'm going to say, Melinda said...
Careful now.
I think she said 30.
30?
Yeah, I think she said anything over 30 is old. What do you think, Ramon?
I was going to say 32.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
What age do you think is old?
40.
Oh, thanks, Melinda.
Yes. Melinda! She's coming in clutch. All the 30-year-olds are like, thank goodness.
And they wanted to do a special message, too. Here's what they wanted to say.
Can I get a say what?
Say what?
Can I get another say what?
Say what?
They wanted it on the fun.
Oh, I love it. That was so cute. Say what with Steph. Thank you, guys.